This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. That's a 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Berry.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else?
Pow!
Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Well, the Patriots got to 4-0. They remain undefeated on the season. But that was quite the scare in the fourth quarter that the Atlanta Falcons gave the Patriots in this game tonight. I'm Mark Bertrand. Welcome to the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We're going to be taking your thoughts for the next couple of hours on the game you just heard or watched in Atlanta, as the Patriots do get a win tonight, 30-23, and they squeak out of this game with a win that looked like it was on its way to being a blowout, but the Falcons fought back. Patriots had a little bit of trouble protecting the football. We'll get into all of this, and I welcome your thoughts throughout the course of the show at 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number, 855-PATS-500, toll-free. 855-PATS-500. You want to send in your emails, you can do that as well. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. One more time, webradio@patriots.com. If you want to send me a tweet, you can do that. It's Mark_Bertrand on Twitter, Mark with a C. So, Patriots get a win. They are 4-0. There's a lot to discuss in this game, but this is the short of it. In the fourth quarter, the Patriots had a lead built up in this game of 30-13, and that was with just over 6 minutes to play in this game. The Falcons took over with 9:43 to go in the fourth quarter, and on Matt Ryan's first pass, first and 10 from the Atlanta 20, after a touchback, he threw a deep pass down the right sideline to Julio Jones. It was intercepted by Aqib Talib at the Patriots' 43-yard line. Patriots took over at the 41, their own 41, with 9:35 to play. They went down the field, and Steven Gostkowski ended up with a 49-yard field goal on that drive. 49-yard field goal for Steven Gostkowski, a booming kick for Steven Gostkowski. And at that point, it was New England 30, Atlanta 13, and you thought, good night, game over, with just over 6:18 to play. On the ensuing drive for Atlanta, they took over with 6:18, and Julio Jones, who had been dealing with what appeared to be some sort of leg ailment, maybe a hip, he's back in the game. 17-yard pass, which was a play that the Patriots challenged because Julio Jones made the catch. It was on a 2nd-and-10 play, caught the ball, appeared to make a move to turn up field, and immediately lost the football and it went out of bounds. The play was challenged by Bill Belichick. However, the replay system didn't work. And so the ruling on the fields, it stood because the system didn't work. Bill Belichick was very upset about it on the sideline, according to some tweets that I saw of people who were at the game, covering the game. Bill Belichick not happy about that, and he was already thinking ahead. Now, the Patriots are up 17 at that point, and Bill Belichick's still upset. And now you know why, because you never know what situation you might be in. To follow up on that drive, that ended up being a first down. Ryan later hit Douglas on a third down play on a 40-yard pass. Steve Gregory chased him down. Steve Gregory was in coverage there. So a big play, which brought it to the New England 23-yard line. So the big play to Douglas across the middle of the field sets up Atlanta at the 23. Pass to Roddy White was complete. Interference was called. And so then it set up another first down after the interference penalty was enforced. Tony Gonzalez passed to Tony Gonzalez, who the Patriots had trouble with all night long. Tony Gonzalez with an 11-yard touchdown. Kick was good, brings Atlanta within 10. And that drive only took a minute and 56. Atlanta moved the football on that drive. They started from their own 20, had a couple of big pass plays. You get the one to Jones, the one to Douglas, and they went 80 yards in a minute and 56 seconds. And you thought at that point, even with that, it's still a 10-point lead for the Patriots, and there's 4.5 minutes to play. So even still, you're not thinking Atlanta's going to get back into this. Well, it turns out Atlanta tries the onside kick, and they got it. Zach Sudfeld was the man who could not reel it in on the hands team, so to speak. And he didn't end up picking up that football, and Atlanta recovered.
He would not be on the All-State good hands team.
Nope, not with the good hands. So Atlanta with the onside kick, and yep, what happens there? They have the ball again. They go down the field, and they are unable. Once they got into the red zone, they had a first and 10 from the Patriots 16. That was when they had another pass to Gonzalez for 9 yards. They were just short of the first down. You thought on first down, 9 yards, your chances of converting there are pretty good. The Patriots defense held them there to a field goal. Matt Ryan, incomplete pass, followed by another incomplete pass on third and one, and then fourth and one. The Falcons kick a 25-yard field goal. Matt Ryan comes in and kicks it, and now it's a 7-point game. And now you're starting to get a little bit nervous. A little bit nervous. Now we get under 3 minutes. Patriots start running the football. Stephen Ridley on first down for 8. Tom Brady falls forward for 1 yard. And now you've got a 3rd and 1. And they ran with LeGarrette Blount. Blount did not pick up the yardage needed. It was reviewed. It was looked at. I think they got it right. I don't think he got it. And then on 4th and 1 at the Atlanta 37-yard line, Tom Brady fumbled the football. They lost the football. It's on the ground. And Atlanta recovered the ball. 1st and 10 for the Falcons at the Atlanta 38. Right off the bat, Julio Jones for 49 yards. You just saw this play a couple of minutes ago. Devin McCourty was on him, but he made a ridiculous catch. McCourty was blanketing him, and Julio Jones still came down with the ball. And then it was 2 incomplete passes from Matt Ryan on 1st and 2nd down after that play. It set up a 3rd and 10. Jaquizz Rodgers with a pass, picked up 3 yards. And then it was 4th and 7, and Matt Ryan with, under a minute to play at that point, incomplete pass with about 40 seconds to go to Roddy White in the end zone. Aqib Talib was there, who had a very good night. Aqib Talib was in the coverage. It bumped him a little bit, but it was just good, tight coverage, and it wasn't anything enough that would ever draw a flag at that point in a football game. So good tight coverage in the end zone by Aqib Talib. Patriots come out of this game tonight with a victory. 30-23 is the final score in this one. Lots to talk about, and we will talk about all of it with you. It is 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. We will get to the good, the bad, and the injured, but first I want to get to some of your calls, want to get some of your thoughts, and as we continue to talk about this game, that one looked like it was going to be a blowout, and it didn't end up that way. But here's the takeaway. My major takeaway in this one, the Patriots tried to choke that game away, and Atlanta wouldn't let them. Or I should say, Atlanta wasn't good enough to take advantage of the Patriots' mistakes late in the game. So the Patriots get a good win. They still get a good win out of this, and they're still now 4-0, a good road win for the Patriots tonight in Atlanta. They're now 4-0. Let's get to some of the calls with you. Your thoughts at 855-PATS-500 and email webradio@patriots.com. Let's kick things off here in the postgame with Liam, who's in North Carolina. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Going well.
Hey, man. First off, I want to say that I really enjoy your show. I know on the PFW show, there were some people that called or wrote in and said they didn't really care for yours, but you know, I got to say, you put on a really good show after every game.
Well, thanks, Liam.
And, you know, one of the things I look forward to is you're good, bad, and injured. And I was hoping to get to you right afterwards so I could hear what you had to say. But for me, the bad definitely was Arrington and Denard. I think, and just the tackling in general on, for the pass defense. I think if they can get their tackling down, they're going to be a defense to be worried about for other teams.
What else you got, Liam?
Well, and then, you know, on the good side, obviously, Talib. I mean, hopefully sometime during this season, he gets an extended contract, and that guy needs to get paid. I think he's definitely what's making our defense good right now. And then just seeing the transition in the last four games, these rookie receivers, Tom Brady, it's looking really good. I mean, Tompkins was kind of mediocre, but he came in with some clutch plays. And I think Brady is really starting to get a rapport with some of these guys, and it's starting to look better and better. And I think that towards the end of the season, which is what Belichick plays for anyway, you know, the last quarter of the season, these guys are going to be amazing.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
I think tonight is another step forward. Liam, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it, and thanks for listening as always. What, Kevin? Are they talking trash about me now during the week or what?
Not as far as I know.
That's what Liam's got for me. That's not good. But I think Liam's right. They're headed in the right direction. I think each week there's things you can point to and you say that's getting better. The relationship with Brady and the receivers probably getting better. I get some thoughts on Tompkins. Dobson obviously fits into the injured tonight, but I do want to get to some of you who were waiting patiently and really eager to get on the phone lines after this game tonight, so I do want to get to some of your calls, and I want to leave you waiting. Max is in San Diego. What's up, Max?
Mark, how you doing, man?
What's happening?
Oh, nice. A lot of good things. Hey, I'm going to make it quick because I know you got to get to everybody's call. So I only got 3 points tonight. One, damn good win. And, Bill, if you're listening, damn it, give Talib his contract. I think he's earned it. Give it to him. Stop 1 year in the man. He's earned it. You're not going to lose him. Here's number two. For a lot of my Buck friends out there that were talking smack for last week's game, I didn't get them, and I know they're listening to this because I love you guys, and I listen to your show all the time. So, a shout-out for them real quick. I just want to ask them one question. Who that? Who that talk about beating my Pats? That's number two. Number three, damn good game, but Tom, come on now, man. Come on with the snap. Come on now. Well, other than that, that was excellent. That was excellent. I love seeing what the defense did, and
Everyone
love how the offense
sucks but me.
Max, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man. All right. See you later.
Take it easy. Tom Brady tonight with that fumble late in the fourth quarter. You need to protect the football there. You absolutely have to take care of the football. You can't afford to turn the ball over late in a game like that, a game that is all of a sudden increasingly tight after this game. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the injured of this Patriots win.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
All right, let's get to the good. The Patriots' second offensive drive and their first touchdown of the night. 12 plays, 75 yards, over 6 minutes and 5 seconds, and it resulted in a touchdown by Matthew Mulligan, which led to a lot of people across New England and America to say, who is Matthew Mulligan? Even Patriots fans. I bet there were Patriots fans who said, wait, who's this Mulligan guy? Matthew Mulligan, the pride of the University of Maine, with a touchdown for the Patriots after a 12-play drive for 75 yards. The Mulligan touchdown is not what I'm most excited about. It is good that the Patriots got on that board with that touchdown. And here's what I like the most about it. And I think this is going to be one of the major takeaways from this game, as we just mentioned. the things you could take away each week where you say, this is some positives here, this is what's getting better, this is what's not improving. This one's in the improving category. The Patriots were physical. They took advantage of their size advantage over the Falcons' defense. They threw on the first play of that drive, their second offensive drive of the night. Stephen Ridley had a pass that he took for a 24-yard gain. And then, at the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, 10 straight running plays for the Patriots. 10 straight plays in which they ran the football. There was even a 1st-and-3 that Brandon Bolden ran into the end zone, and it was called a touchdown. It was overruled. He did not make it in. He did not break the plane. On 2nd down, they tried to run it in with Stephen Ridley, and then it was a 3rd-down play, 3rd-and-goal from the 1, that Brady hit Mulligan for the 1-yard touchdown. But it went pass, the 12 plays on the drive. First play was a pass. The next 10 were runs, and then they finished it off with a 1-yard pass on a 3rd-down play. They dominated on that drive up front. The Patriots offensive line in the good category tonight. The Patriots offensive line had a very good night. They were getting the push up front that they needed. Patriots' second touchdown drive, that is in the good category as well. They went from 3rd-and-19 at their own 12-yard line. Patriots 3rd-and-19 backed up to their own 12. They went to the end zone in 2 plays. And here's how they did it. Tom Brady hit Kenbrell Tompkins for 26 yards down the middle of the field. Falcons defensive back William Moore on that play was called for a personal foul for launching himself into Tompkins. The call, questionable. Questionable. I'll tell you, when I watched it full speed at first glance, I thought, oh, throw the flag. That's a penalty. Watching it again, he did launch himself. Didn't really make contact with the head or neck area, but he did launch himself, and that by itself probably shouldn't have drawn the flag. But it did. Either way, took the Patriots to the 47-yard line of Atlanta. And the reason why I say it doesn't matter what happened with the 15-yard penalty, because on 1st down from the 47, LeGarrette Blount takes that thing to the left, makes a nice cut, ends up in the end zone. Patriots offensive line, again, shining through on that play. Dan Connolly, who was busting his hump all night long, was pulling from the right to the left all night long. You see LeGarrette Blount run 47 yards. Big LeGarrette Blount, 47-yard touchdown for Blount tonight. And I got so excited, I tweeted out at the time.
What?
I tweeted. I said, all of my advocacy of getting Blount on the roster, it's paying off. And except I didn't tweet that. I accidentally typed Bolden instead of Blount. I meant to say Blount. Blount has been my guy. I've kind of been high on that since the preseason, since that game early in the preseason in which he ran all over the field. Yeah, I am an idiot. I'm sorry. But LeGarrette Blount tonight led the Patriots in rushing with his 64 yards, and obviously the 47-yard run a big part of that. But he had 9 carries for 64 yards, which obviously sends his average yards per carry through the roof at 7.1 yards, had the touchdown, the only rushing touchdown for the Patriots in this game. And LeGarrette Blount is one of the guys in the good category tonight. Tom Brady, he did have the fumble at the end of the game, but how can you not put Tom Brady in the good category tonight? He finally breaks through that 300 yards passing, 20 of 31 on the night, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, rating 119.8.
Oh, yeah. Cheer for Tom.
Yeah.
Give all your love to Tom.
That's right. Giving all my love to Tom. Tom Brady played well tonight. He made a lot of good throws. There was only one or two throws that you look at in that game from Tom Brady and say, well, that's a bad throw. And if that's one or two throws, every quarterback is bad throws, no matter who they are. Tom Brady, I think, definitely took a step back to being his normal self. I think he's been off to a little bit of a slow start, but I don't think we saw that tonight. Obviously, the fumble late, that doesn't help. But I thought Tom Brady played well in this game. He's in the good category. Julian Edelman, again, in the good category. Julian Edelman, 7 catches tonight on 9 targets, 118 yards receiving for him, his longest one being a 44-yard play. Julian Edelman looks like the one guy that Tom Brady can have the, I guess, utmost confidence in right now of all the guys he's dealing with. When he throws the ball Edelman's way, had a really nice throw to him at one point in the second half. He has confidence in Julian Edelman. And Julian Edelman looks like the one real receiver they have out there. Kenbrell Tompkins led the team in receiving tonight. 6 catches, 127 yards. He had one ridiculous play in which Tom Brady was under pressure, kind of avoided it, stepped up, made a throw downfield. The throw was short. Tompkins did a good job of knowing the throw was short and tracking down the throw. Didn't do a very good job of catching it. If you watch the replay, it went right off the defender's shoulder pads, and he got a little bit lucky on the play, but he was in the right spot. I just look at Kenbrell Tompkins, and I still think, there was one play early on in the first quarter that he batted to the ground. I look at Kenbrell Tompkins, and I just don't know that he has the ability that matches the 6 catches, 127 yards. I still think there's a lot of room for growth with Kenbrell Tompkins, but Julian Edelman looked good again, in my opinion. Josh Boyce had a catch for 24 yards in this game, and that obviously has something to do with the fact that Aaron Dobson had to leave after having just one catch tonight. Aaron Dobson left. We'll put him in the injured category. The injured category, we're going to get to that before we get to the bad. The injured, Vince Wilfork, went down with a right ankle injury. That was on the Falcons' first drive of the game. Carted from the field. He was questionable to return, and then the Patriots updated that at the end of halftime, heading into the third quarter, and said he was out for the rest of the game. Mike Reese tweeted this after the start of the second half. He wrote, "As you'd expect, Vince Wilfork currently has his injured right foot in a protective boot, walking around with a noticeable limp in the tunnel." I'd say that is not good news for Vince Wilfork or the Patriots. That could be something serious. It could be something as simple as a sprain. But you don't want Vince Wilfork, at 31 years old, having to battle any kind of nagging injury, even if it's not serious. I will say this, throw one more thing into the good category, and I have some more good as well. I'm not done with my goods. I'm kind of mixing it up here. The good category, the defensive linemen, the young defensive linemen, the guys that helped fill the void when Vince Wilfork went down with that injury early in this game. I thought they did a nice job. I thought the guys up front on defense did a nice job for the Patriots. They did sack Matt Ryan twice tonight. The pressure was not what I thought it needed to be, but the Patriots did okay. And Joe Villano, who we talked about pregame, I thought stepped in and did an okay job tonight. I thought Joe Villano looked good. Put him in the good category. Buchanan, there's another guy that looked good tonight. They did okay up front. Also, Brandon Bolden appeared to injure his knee in the second quarter, a knee injury that he's been dealing with. He returned in the third quarter, contributed in the second half, so that one's okay. Third quarter, third and goal play, Aaron Dobson absorbed a hit. Big hit. Thomas DeCoud hit him, and his neck went sideways in a way that is just not natural. He was in pain on the ground. You could tell Kenbrell Tompkins, who is apparently a close friend of his now, they've developed a pretty good friendship, was on the field, making sure he was okay. He went down, could have been, a stinger, so to speak, or could have been anything more serious. We don't really know at this point, but he went down and did not return to this game. His return was questionable, and he did not come back. He just got hit in a very, what looked like painful way, the kind of way that makes you grimace when a body part turns away that it is not supposed to go, and he turned to the side, and it didn't look good. Patriots can't afford any more injuries at the receiver spot. So I would put that in a cause for concern category as well with the Vince Wilfork injury. Back to some more of the good. Aqib Talib tonight, on the good side of things, as we talk a little bit of the good on defense. Covering Julio Jones for the greater part of the night, he looked pretty good out there. And I'll tell you what, we talked pregame about whether or not Aqib Talib was going to be doubled on Julio Jones. Would it be Aqib Talib and someone else, or would they let Aqib Talib deal with Roddy White? He was on Roddy White for some of the night. Actually had a pass interference call on Roddy White. But for the most of the night, for the greater part of the evening, he was covering right up on Julio Jones. And he did a pretty nice job with it as well. He also ended up with an interception. We mentioned that. When Aqib Talib had the pick and Patriots get the ball, you're thinking game over, fourth quarter. He now has 4 interceptions through 4 games. You know who the last player to do that was with the Patriots, 4 through 4? Ty Law, 1998, was the last guy to do that. So obviously Aqib Talib's off to a good start. And we've talked to two of you on the phone lines already tonight, and both of you have said, you got to pay the man. Got to pay Aqib Talib. Got to lock him up. I'll say this. Aqib Talib was reportedly offered a multi-year deal in the offseason. He was offered a multi-year deal, but he did not find the money to be to his liking. Didn't find the money to be exactly what he was looking for. He turned that down and elected to take the one-year deal with the Patriots with the idea that the market was down in the offseason for free agents, which it was. You saw a lot of guys get paid less than what you probably thought they were worth this past offseason. He elected for that one-year deal in the range of $5 million with the idea that this is going to be a contract year for him. A contract year for Aqib Talib. He's playing like it's a contract year. He's played exceptionally well for the Patriots in their secondary, and I thought he had a real test tonight, and I thought he did pretty well with it. Aqib Talib had a terrific game tonight. If I'm giving someone a player of the game, I'm biased because I really like Aqib Talib. I'm giving it to that guy. I think he's terrific. I think this is the kind of guy the Patriots have needed for a long time. But don't blame the Patriots for him being on a one-year deal. That's what he wanted. He took the one-year deal, and that's not to say he won't be here beyond that 1 year. Because based on the way he's playing, why would you not want this guy on your team? Why would you not want this player on your team? Also in the good category, in terms of special teams, the kicking, Steven Goskowski, 3 for 3 on field goals, 3 for 3 on extra points. He had that long 49-yarder. It would have been good for 65 yards. He is kicking the ball extremely well in the early going here, and I know that was a concern in the preseason. It is not a concern after 4 weeks of the NFL regular season. Okay, let's get to some of the bad. Some of the bad here. One, I put this in the bad category. I thought the Patriots should have created a little bit more pressure in this game. And Matt Ryan did do a good job of stepping up and avoiding some of that pressure, and Matt Ryan does throw a terrible ball when he's on the move. You saw that. There was a fourth down play in which fourth and two, he turned the ball over because he had such a terrible throw. Awful. Matt Ryan, 34-54 on the night. He threw for 421 yards, but it didn't feel that way. Two TDs, one pick for Matt Ryan in this game. Here's the bad. Patriots did a bad job of covering Tony Gonzalez. And they still let up 400-plus yards of passing. Tony Gonzalez killed them in the first half, and he ended up with 12 catches for 149 yards, two touchdowns, 14 targets, 12 catches. Tony Gonzalez was a beast tonight on the field. And you thought, maybe the method here is take away Jones and let them throw to Gonzalez, which it looked like it might be the case for most of the night. But in the end, Jones ended up with more than 100 yards receiving. But it was on 6 catches when he was targeted 13 times. Patriots did a good job on Jones, and I think they may have sacrificed a little bit on Gonzalez. And here's part of the bad. The Patriots have issues with their linebackers and coverage. I don't think that's a news flash to anybody. I think you're aware of that. But there are going to be some games when you go up against good tight ends where it's going to show through a little bit, and I thought tonight was one of those games. 34 completions for Matt Ryan tonight. Harry Douglas, 5 for 68 yards in the game. And Roddy White appears to be still hampered a little bit in terms of his injuries that he's been dealing with. Roddy White on the night ended up with 3 catches, 28 yards. That was on 9 targets. So the two top receivers, even with Jones getting more than 100 yards receiving, were pretty much held in check. But it was Gonzalez that really tore it up for the Falcons offensively. Patriots get a win, 30-23. We'll talk more about this game with you. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. We're going to get to all your phone calls. We do have open lines for you still as well. If you want to jump on board and grab those, 3 of them right now, 3 open lines. That's all we got right now. We're going to get to all these calls. We're going to clear this board. We're going to continue talking about this game with you. Patriots are 4-0. This was a good win for the Patriots tonight, even with the close ending. 855-PATS-500, webradio at patriots.com. Don't go anywhere. We continue on the Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
We will hear from Bill Belichick. We will hear from Tom Brady. We will hear from Patriots players in the locker room after this game tonight in Atlanta as the Patriots move to 4-0 with a 30-23 win. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com, presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You want to give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or toll free at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We're going to get to the calls with you at 855-PATS-500 right now, and we will go to the lines and talk with Alvin in Texas. Hi, Alvin.
Hey, how you doing? I mean, I'm glad that we won. And there's one thing that I liked about this game. Our secondary improved a lot. Last year, we couldn't even close the game. Remember the Ravens game? We couldn't close it. This time, we did close the game last Monday night. And I enjoy your show, your post-game show a lot anyways. And a shout-out to the PFW lead of friends from Facebook.
All right, Alvin. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening and checking in on these post-game shows. Patriots get a 30-23 win. Patriots secondary definitely, in my mind, has improved. And Aqib Talib is a big part of that. So that, I think, is true. Matt Ryan did throw for 421 yards tonight. But part of that is, in my mind, part of it is for me that the Patriots find ways, as they did tonight, to come up with big plays when they need them the most. Aqib Talib in coverage at the end of that game turns out to be a big play. And they may have let up big chunk yards down the field to get the Falcons within the 10-yard line, but then they come up with a big play. So it negates what had happened. It makes you feel uncomfortable as a fan. I'm sure you're on the edge of your couch watching that. But they come up with the plays when they absolutely need them. They're very opportunistic, and it may be a little bit of that bend, don't break. But a lot of these chunk yards did come late, and the Patriots were able to hang on and get the win. And that's how they moved to 4-0 on the year. So some of the big yards on those late drives didn't end up mattering, because when they needed to bear down and make a play, they did, which was huge for the team tonight. And that's how the Patriots are 4-0. And joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from Atlanta, from the Patriots locker room, after this win, is Rob Ninkovich. Rob, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be 4-0.
Do you guys feel like you generated the kind of pressure you expected to against Matt Ryan and the Falcons tonight?
Well, you know, the one thing that Matt Ryan does is get the ball out of his hand quickly. I mean, he has some big weapons and targets out there. So, you know, I think we did a good job of, you know, getting after him when we had to get after him.
What makes Tony Gonzalez such a tough matchup?
Well, he's like 6'6", 265, can run, knows all the crafty veteran tricks of, you know, how to get open. And, you know, even in blocking, he's one of those guys that, you know, he knows little tricks here or there that kind of get you off balance and, you know, just enough to where you're trying to dive for a tackle instead of be right there to make the play. So, you know, he's just great Hall of Fame football player, you know. He's going there for a reason.
Yeah. Are you at all surprised that he can still play at this level, you know, given his age? I mean, it just seems, you know, this past offseason, there was discussion that he may give it up, and he comes back this year, and he looks like the same guy again.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, his genetics are, you know, pretty awesome, it looks like. So I don't think when 16 years comes around, I'll still be in the league. But, you know, for a guy like that to be doing what he's doing for such a long time, you know, it's incredible.
As a defense tonight, Rob, you guys, when you needed big plays, you were able to make them. Is there a conscious effort to really bear down and kind of clamp down and make those big plays when you need them the most?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, defense is about, you know, stopping the offense as many times as you can and giving the ball back to our offense and Tom and let those guys go to work and put points on the board. So, you know, towards the end there, you know, there's some things that you don't want to have happen with the onside kick and them kick a field goal and get back to a 7-point game. But, you know, that's the NFL, and, you know, they're a good football team. So, you know, we're happy that we're 4-0. Another win in the NFL is a good thing.
I know that every win is a team effort, and I know you guys have all talked about that. But as a defense, do you guys strive to have the ability to win games on that side of the ball or be able to pick up the offense when they need it?
yeah, I mean, we take pride in that. It's a great feeling to, you know, to know that, you know, we're able to go out there, get the job done, you know, let our offense score, you know, whatever amount of points they put on the board, you know, it's our job to win the game and, you know, keep the opposing team from scoring more than we have. So, you know, ever since we started training camp, we've been talking about, you know, making big plays and, you know, doing the things that we need to do to win these games.
One final question for you, Rob. This is a Sunday game, but it's a Sunday night. Does that sort of shorten up your week? And how soon do you move on to thinking about Cincinnati?
Well, you know, game's over now. We're just going to get on the flight, get home pretty late, get to bed, wake up, start on Cincinnati. You know, that's what you do on Monday is look at the team you're about to play. So get a good day off on Tuesday, get my body back, and start up on Wednesday.
All right, Rob, well, congratulations again on the win, and must feel good to be 4-0, just like you said.
Yes, it's a great feeling. So we just want to continue this trend and keep rolling.
All right, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Rob Ninkovich joining us from Atlanta after the Patriots get a win tonight in the Georgia Dome. They beat the Falcons 30-23. And Rob Ninkovich has talked about that with this Patriots defense, about being able to make big plays, being able to pick up the offensive side of the football. And I thought the Patriots were able to do that tonight. And in fact, it looked like they were going to go running away with this thing. Falcons do get back into it late, but even with the turnover by the Patriots, even with the onside kick recovery by the Falcons, they were able to clamp down and make sure that the Falcons didn't end up in the end zone when they wanted to. And that's twice. They end up kicking the field goal when they got inside the 10 and then stopped inside the 10. So they got down there twice, and inside the red zone, things tightened up and the Patriots get a couple of stops. So the yardage, yes, it was high, but I thought the Patriots defense did a nice job tonight, did a nice job in this game, and they get a win. Let's go back to the phones with you. Our thanks to Rob Ninkovich for joining us and taking a couple of minutes. Again, we'll hear from Bill Belichick, and we'll hear from Tom Brady and maybe some other players as well coming up here on the postgame show. But right now we go back to the phones with you. Josh is in Worcester. He's up next. Hi, Josh.
Hello?
Hey, Josh. You're on the air. What do you got?
All right. It's good to be on. You know what? I got a problem with Julio Jones, for real. You know? This guy goes out injured, right? Did he not go on the sideline and he was injured, right?
He did. He did.
Okay. Then all of a sudden, right, they score. Then they get the onside kick. Now this guy's jumping around and he wants to come back into the game. To me, that's not a team player. So I was sitting here and I'm watching this with my wife and I'm like, listen, yes, I'm watching football with my wife, but I'm watching this and I'm like, this guy is a loser. And that's just my thought on that, you know. And then I want to say something about Tony Gonzalez.
Sure.
This guy is a freak of nature, is he not?
Oh, he absolutely is.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this guy, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have scored nothing. They wouldn't have gotten nothing. And then when they finally double-team him, then that's when they shut everybody down because Julio Jones was too busy, you know, doing whatever he was doing. I mean, he made a great catch there when he finally came back in, but he was over there and taking his football and wanting to go home. He thought the game was over, so then all of a sudden he's injured. Then all of a sudden they're coming back. You see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, Josh. And right. As we were watching the game here, and thanks for the call, Josh. I appreciate you staying up with us. All right, Josh, take it easy. After we were watching that here, myself and, you know, the guys, Paul Perillo and Andy Hart, were watching that game, and Julio Jones goes out, and you think, okay, guy's injured. And then he comes back in, and you say, well, what is the deal with this guy? Is he soft? Is he soft physically? Is he a crybaby, or was he just pouting? Either way, it's bad. No matter what it is. Not a team player, not tough, doesn't want to fight through. He's tremendously talented.
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
I mean, the guy has all the talent in the world, and he's, for the most part, a pretty physical receiver. But that did not reflect well on him, leaving the game, going to the sideline, and then coming back. I would agree with you, Josh. Do you want to call him a loser? You can do that. I wouldn't call him a loser. He's a very talented football player, and he does help his team, but...
By the way, I was publicly mocked for my man crush on Tony Gonzalez during the game.
You were.
I thought he was amazing, and you guys were just making fun of me.
I didn't make fun of you for that.
I was mocked. I was maimed.
I didn't mock you.
Maimed Paul by
mock
Paul Perillo. Yes,
no, I didn't
maimed.
Mock you. I mean, Rob Ninkovich himself said crazy genetics, skinless chicken, that type of thing.
Skinless chicken.
I mean,
bottle of PEDs,
how
whatever
do
you
stay?
You want.
I don't know. I mean, there's suspicion there for sure, but he is ridiculous. His ability to come back after he said, no, I'm all done, and to play the way he has played. Yeah. And as Rob said, you know, he's got those shifty veteran moves. He had that first touchdown where it looked like he wasn't even moving
yeah.
toward the end zone, and he ended up with the touchdown. He just knew what was going to be the bare
minimum effort. Yeah,
needed, to get into the end zone.
Which wasn't much against Steve Gregory tonight.
Yeah, Steve Gregory on the bad list. Woo. On the bad list for Steve Gregory.
No good.
Kevin was very down
no
on
good.
Steven Gregory.
I
you
like
were
Steve
very
Gregory.
Down on him.
Good guy.
Very down on him.
Good guy. Had an awful game tonight.
Very down on Steve Gregory.
Awful
He's on the bad list. We'll put him on the bad list. He's on the bad list tonight. And Kevin would have it no other way.
Horrific angles.
Dave's in Connecticut, and he's up next. Again, if you want to reach us on the phones, 855-PATS-500. Dave, what do you got?
Hey, Mark.
What's happening, Dave?
Hey, good game we had there. You know, the win's a win. Get a little tight toward the end there.
Yeah, sweat that out at the end. But a
win
is a win.
I was sweating out too, you know. But, hey, once again, you know, the defense does their job, you know. You got to give a lot of credit to Denard. Played a good game. I mean, I called earlier in the post game and was praising Tlaib. I mean, I think Tlaib is, you know, you said it before. He's that Ty Law, you know, type of shutdown corner. And I mean, he just, you know, he shut down Julio Jones the whole game when he was on him. You know, I mean, had that nice interception. And, you know, overall, you know, it was a well-balanced game for us. The running game looked good. I really, that was a pretty catch with Tompkins for that touchdown we laid out, you know. I think, you know, the receivers, hopefully Dobson, that hit was kind of nasty. Hopefully, you know, he'll be all right.
Yep.
But, you know, they're coming along, and I think you can see Brady's really starting to build something with this kid Tompkins. I mean, he's looking to him a lot, you know, and I think that we got to get ready for Cincinnati. Hopefully, Big Vince's ankle. I heard he's in a boot, which isn't good. But like you said, you know, the rookie stepped in there. You know, Buchanan and Valvone, whatever his name is, he had that sack.
Milano, Joe Milano.
How do you pronounce it?
Milano.
Milano. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he seemed to hold his own, but you know it. It was a tough game, and they played well. They really did. I think, you know, the most of the yardage that the Falcons did get, I don't want to say it was toward the junk part of the game because they almost won the game. But we held them in check for most of the game. That's the way I look at it. I mean, you know, with the exception of Tony Gonzalez, but, I mean, that guy's like a Greek god. I mean, how old is he, like 90, and he's still playing?
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, you know, the way in which he still plays at that high level.
You know, and until they decided to, like, put three guys on him on the line of scrimmage, that was the only way they could really slow him down, you know, to just chuck him on the line of scrimmage. And thank God they did that, you know, the last couple of plays, because guaranteed, you know, that's who he's probably looking for in the end zone, you know, with that last drive. So, you know, it was a good win. We're out for Cincinnati, and we'll see what happens next Sunday.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right. Take it easy. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Brian is in South Dakota, and he's up next on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have to disagree with some people that have been on this phone. I think tonight in particular, I think the defense was not good. I think when you gotta rely on people like Tlaib and you gotta rely on that big play to shut a quarterback down or you're gonna possibly lose. I have to say that Tlaib is the man. He needs a contract extension right now, right away, because the last couple of weeks in particular, if it wasn't for Tlaib, we would not be 4-0. We could possibly be 2-2. And the fact that Brady dropped that snap, that was not Brady-like either. But I have to say, a lot of people have been harping on the offense with Welker being gone and Brandon Lloyd and all these people being gone. People were pretty hard on the offense. But this week, I have to say I'd be hard on the defense because we gave up 450-some yards passing or something like that, which is crazy. I think what you said at the beginning of the night when the game was over, we need to put more pressure on people like Matt Ryan because we shouldn't have to be relying on all those big plays towards the end to either win the game or lose it. I think if we'd have cut him down to about 250, 300, we wouldn't even been in that situation to begin with. So that's just kind of where I'm at with that. I don't know if you agree with me or not.
Well, Brian, I would say this, and thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in so late. Everyone's staying up here into the wee hours of the night. I know you're in South Dakota, so the time difference is a little bit more helpful for you. But I'll say this. I wouldn't get caught up on the yardage. I would get caught up on the results. And I say caught up. I would say I would focus on the results. Going into this game, I specifically talked here on this pregame show and in other places that if the Patriots let up less than 24 points, I was going to be pleased with their performance against the Falcons. And so you got to put it into perspective a little bit. Did it look pretty in the end? No, because of all the big yards that were picked up in the fourth quarter by the Falcons. Take that out of the equation. The Patriots held them to 23 points. They shut them down in the red zone in late in the game when they needed to. So I want to focus on those things, and I know you can focus on the chunk yards, but if you're letting up 23 points to the Falcons on the road on Sunday Night Football against a 1-2, now 1-3 Falcons team, that really, if you play the desperate team theory, they had everything in their favor going into this game tonight. So with 23 points, I'm still happy. Overall, happy with the Patriots for putting 30 on the board. Considering what this team's dealing with injury-wise, not having Rob Gronkowski and Danny Amendola again in this game, the Patriots defense letting up 23 points, that to me is a win. And I know there were a couple of plays that probably helped them. The 4th-and-2 in the first quarter from Matt Ryan was definitely a help for the Patriots defense. Matt Ryan missing a pass. As I go back and look at this play, Matt Ryan, I'm sorry, it was in the start of the second quarter, not the end of the first. It was 4th-and-2 at the Patriots 7-yard line with about 6.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. It was a long drive, over a 6-minute drive for Matt Ryan, and they were going down the field. They went for it on 4th-and-2, and it was 7-3 Patriots at the time, so they could have kicked the field goal and come within one. They elected to go for it, and Roddy White had separation, and Matt Ryan just threw a terrible pass. It was brutal. Awful, awful pass, which that play, you know, you could say, well, Patriots would have given up a field goal there, and you could throw three more on, but either way, sorry. They gave up 23. They made stops when they needed to. They rose to the occasion. They did what they needed to do. So 23 points in my mind. I'm not getting caught up on the yards. They did give up a ton of yards. But in the end, 23 points to the Falcons against Roddy White, Tony Gonzalez, Matt Ryan, who I still think is a pretty good quarterback despite some bad throws. I'm giving them credit. I'm giving them credit. Going into this game, I specifically said less than 24 points, I'd be happy. They did that, and I'm happy. You've got to put it into perspective of what your expectations were for this game. What were your expectations for the Falcons, and do you think differently of them now? Do you think differently of the Falcons? What did you think going into this game, and what do you think of Atlanta now? I think Atlanta has taken a step back from last year. I think their defense is average. I don't think it's bad. People want to, you know, call it out to be really bad. It's just an average defense. And maybe that doesn't stay true. Maybe they get worse over the course of the year statistically, but I think they're going to be an average defense. They're not very good. They're not terrible. They're somewhere in the middle. I think they're average. Patriots took advantage of some of that tonight. They executed when they needed to. Patriots also made mistakes, and the Patriots made mistakes and were able to overcome them. It's not often you fumble away the football late in the fourth quarter in a close game and you overcome that mistake. The Patriots defense picked up the slack and helped the Patriots overcome that mistake. So that's why I don't know how you can be down on the defense. I can't bring myself to be down on them after that. John's in L.A. He's up next. Hi, John.
Hey. I really feel like it's easy to start to feel negative about this win because of the way it ended. I think overall the team played really well. I think it's an important win. And I think when you look at a team like what you were just saying about the Falcons, and you look at the team like the Ravens, and you look at the team like the 49ers last week, it's another example of why we sort of take it for granted, but why Belichick and Brady and Kraft and everybody involved over the last 10-plus years are so incredible. Because these teams, like the Falcons, who did really well last year, I'm not saying they're losing now because they're just cocky and they think they can win every game, but there's a certain mental toughness that, it's, especially right now where we're struggling with, you know, getting guys in the right spots and losing guys who are important to us. And I just think it's an incredible job by this team.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, John. I think those positives that you were talking about are all pretty much true, and this team is headed in the right direction. Week in and week out, there are improvements being made, and I think that's one of the more encouraging things about this team. On offense, even with his great numbers, I was a little bit down on Tompkins tonight. He just didn't look smooth catching the football, and that's like a nitpick. I understand that. I just wish he would catch more with his hands and not the body. But either way, I think there's something developing between him and Tom Brady. I think that part is clear in terms of running routes, being in the right spots. Tom Brady has trust in him because there were plays tonight where Brady was locked in on Kenbrell Tompkins, locked in on the guy, wanted to go his way. And I think that is a positive sign. That I'm going to take away as being something that is developing and improving week to week. Alex is in Chicago. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Mark with a C. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Well, this is a huge win for us to get us to 4-0. It puts us in great position to, you know, keep grinding out these wins. I don't know how you could say many negative things about this win. I mean, people seem to forget that we were without Rob Gronkowski and Danny Amendola going into Atlanta on a Sunday night after they came off a loss, you know, just last week to Dolphins. So I think it says a lot about this Patriots team to get this W here tonight. And if you look forward to next week in Cincinnati, you know, they just lost to the Browns. I don't know how you can be too scared of the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, coming off a loss to the Browns. So I think it puts us in great position to keep grinding out these wins and go Patriots.
All right, Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That part is true. If you look at the NFL right now, Patriots are 4-0 on the year. 4-0 is a good spot to be. Denver is 4-0. Kansas City is 4-0. And now the Patriots are 4-0. Miami plays tomorrow night. They have the Monday Nighter against New Orleans. Both New Orleans and Miami, 3-0 on the year. So that's one more team that will be 4-0. After tomorrow night. And then Seattle is 4-0. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there will be a fifth tomorrow. There will be five teams after week four in the NFL that are 4-0. It's a good place to be. It's a very good place to be. If you're watching Monday Night Football tomorrow, by the way, you're obviously rooting for the Saints in that game, rooting against the Dolphins. But at 4-0, the Patriots are now moving on from a road game in Atlanta. And as we talked about, they now have Cincinnati coming up. They will play the Bengals at Cincinnati. Back-to-back road games here for the Patriots before they come back home against the Saints on Sunday, October 13th. This is also a very tough stretch that the Patriots started tonight. And it's important that they got a win in the first game of this stretch, because it's a stretch in which 3 out of 4 games is on the road. Tonight they were at Atlanta, next week at Cincinnati, home against the Saints, on the road in New York. And then they come back for 2 home games against the Dolphins and Steelers leading into their bye week. But this is a tough stretch of road games, and it's a tough stretch opponent-wise. Falcons, Bengals, and Saints. They play the Jets, and then the Dolphins. So 4 out of 5 teams in the stretch are, in my opinion, quality opponents. And so when you start off with a win against a quality opponent tonight, it puts you in a good position. And that's why it's week-to-week, game-to-game in the NFL. Game-to-game. Again, that number is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Pats 500 is the phone number. We talked to Jeff in Vegas in the pregame tonight. He was putting a very heavy wager on the Falcons in this game. Jeff, that didn't go so well.
Hey, Mark, I'd like to apologize to Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots and their fans.
That's all?
Well, I'm in the dumps about losing the money, but I thought that was a really nice signature win. And the way that they just played so much better, and I thought there was a lot of improvement. If you look at that performance and compare it into like the first couple of weeks of the season, especially on the offensive side.
So as you put it before the game, you were hoping that you lost a boatload of cash tonight.
Exactly. I always take it from the fans' perspective. And money is just a thing. It can be replaced. These wins, you know, can't be. These wins are more important than anything materialistic, of course.
Well, Jeff, I would agree with you that it's good that the Pats got the win. And the other thing is, you say signature win. This is absolutely their best win of the year. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever.
Yeah, and I thought that the defense was in position. They're where they needed to be. And, I mean, a lot of those yards at the end were like pseudo-garbage time. I mean, you had that challenge, I guess because the replay equipment wasn't working. That could have been a big play. I mean, they got an onside kick, so that Brian guy, I mean, come on, man. I mean, what do you want? This is the National Football League. It's not easy to, defend when you're trying to sit on a lead a little bit like that.
Yeah, it is kind of unbelievable, though, with the equipment not working. Hey, you think there's any conspiracy to that, Jeff, with the replay not working? I know folks in Vegas believe in those types of conspiracies.
Yeah, like they said, though, I don't know if it would have been reversed. Anyhow, it could have gone either way. I mean, at least it wasn't definitive one way or the other. And I will say one thing, too. Your colleague there, Tony Mads, I agree with him. I'm enjoying winning like this, and I think it's an interesting contrast between the way that the Broncos are winning and this Patriots team. And all, you know, New Englanders back to Peyton Manning in the days of the Colts, we would like nothing better than to, you know, have the, you know, Colts, you know, 14, 15, 16 wins going to Denver in the playoffs and trying to knock them off with just, a defensive struggle or just, you know, weather or something like that.
Yeah, I think it is a different way of winning. Jeff, thanks as always for the call.
Take care.
All right. Jeff in Vegas put the house on the Falcons in this game, but even told us, I hope I'm wrong, and he was. And he's happy to be wrong. Patriots get a big win tonight in Atlanta against the Falcons. And next up is Dan, who's in Connecticut. Hi, Dan. Oh, Dan, we lost you there. Dan lost his connection as soon as I put him up. Steve's in Texas. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mark. First, I'm really happy about the win. And, there were prognosticators there in the Boston area on Patriots web radio, I won't call out names, who were dead wrong. This win and the way the team played harkens back to when Troy Brown was playing D-back. The team was decimated, and they still found ways to win. That's kind of been the hallmark of this organization since pretty much the Kraft came into ownership of it. And, you know, it's frustrating to see Tom, you know, fumble to miss, less than a yard conversion and to not handle the ball on an onside kick. But, you know, all things being equal, I'm glad we walked away with the win. That was pretty much unexpected. I mean, Gonzalez playing the way he did, that was just unbelievable. And I'm glad that Tlaib stepped up and we walked away with it.
Yeah, Aqib Tlaib is playing at a different level right now. I mean, he's just been a stud. He's gone above and beyond. Guy's been awesome. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate you staying up here as we approach the 1 a.m. hour on the East Coast. And the phone number for you is 855-PATS-500. We're talking about the Patriots win to be 4-0. The one thing that annoys me about this game is the Patriots letting up those points and those yards late in the game, because the score makes this game look, and the end of the game, I mean, the Falcons put the ball in the end zone there. We're looking at a tie game going to overtime. But it didn't feel like that's the way the two teams played. I think just with your eyes watching this game, you felt like the Patriots were the much better team on the field. I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong. I thought the Patriots were the much better team in this game, and I just wish the score better represented that, because I think they deserve it. But apparently, It just didn't go that way. But I think it's easy to feel good about this game just based on what you saw with your naked eye. You looked at that game tonight and you thought the Patriots are the better team on the football field on the road. And Aqib Talib, obviously a big part of that. He's becoming one of the most important players on the defense for the Patriots, if not the most important player on defense right now for the Pats. Matthew's in California this evening. Hi, Matt.
What's up, Mark? Hey, I was wondering, man. So I think besides the Chiefs, we're the most successful 4-0 team in the league right now, besides the Chiefs. And it's like how the way we're playing, how we're grinding through games. And just wondering, when Danny Amendola and Gronkowski come back, I wonder whose role as a receiver is going to come down a little bit more when we got all receivers healthy and all that stuff.
When Danny Amendola comes back, it's going to be an interesting situation, Matt. And I'll tell you why. You've got Julian Edelman being on the field, getting a lot of work, and you're now seeing Tom Brady develop a relationship of sorts with Kenbrell Tompkins. I think the odd guy out here is Aaron Dobson. Aaron Dobson's role in the offense will come down. That's how I think it's going to go. I think Brady's starting to show some trust in Tompkins. I think Dobson got hurt tonight. We don't know what the extent of that injury is. Dobson was the odd guy out in week one. He was inactive in that week. And really, I think he's the guy that's the odd man out. I think he's shown the least out of everyone on the off. Well, you know, if you're counting Josh Boyce too, he's shown less than him. But between Tompkins and Dobson, and obviously not Julian Edelman, Julian Edelman's actually been very, very good. He's been terrific. I think it's Dobson. If you're limiting somebody's role, I think that's who it is. It's Aaron Dobson. He's the rookie that's going to be facing a little bit of a cut in snaps. Daryl's in Utah, and he's up next here on Patriots.com. It's the Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Daryl, what were your thoughts on tonight's game?
You know what? This was, in my mind, it was epic. You know, we go into a hostile environment. We get an excellent win on the road. Yeah, a little bit of heart stopper there at the end, but the defense shows up when it has to. We get big plays from our secondary, you know, Toby with the interception, and then the final forced incompletion in the end zone. But I guess for me, the storyline through 4 weeks of play has been the division as a whole. I mean, obviously the Jets are a sinking ship losing to the Titans today. But if you look at the rest of the division, we're second only behind the AFC West in the win-loss column. I think we're 11-4 right now, pending the Dolphins going in, and playing New Orleans tomorrow. So we have the potential to, going from what a lot of pundits would have said was the worst division in football 4 weeks ago, right now we're sitting at the second best. Who knows where we go from here, but it's certainly kind of a turnaround from what we thought we'd see coming into the season.
Yeah, I think the division looks a little bit different with Miami getting better. Daryl, thank you for giving us a call, and thanks for listening here on Patriots.com. I think Miami could be legit. They could be. They've gotten good wins. And Indianapolis on the road, that's a good win for them on the road. And if you look at Miami, you look at that team and say, you know what, they do a lot of little different things well. So I'm not convinced that they're in it for the long haul yet. I think Monday Night Football this week against the Saints, I like the Saints. I think they're going to have that big rebound year that's been promised. Curious to watch that game tomorrow and see what Miami shows. That's, again, on the road in New Orleans in a dome. Tough matchup for Miami. They could be real. They could be legitimate. And that will change what the division looks like. Buffalo, how good is Buffalo? I mean, we saw them play the Patriots in a tight game. Buffalo got a win today against Baltimore. I don't think they're really going to contend in the division, but it makes the division look a little bit more respectable. Buffalo being 2-2. Getting a win over the Ravens, playing the Patriots tough. At least the division looks more respectable. It's not one of the worst. It's not the worst division, as people have said about the AFC. So that's going to be something interesting. Interesting point, Daryl, that you bring up about this team and about the division. The phone number for you, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Want to get to some of your emails as well, webradio@patriots.com. Get your phone calls, get your emails. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick, head coach of the Patriots, coming up next. You want to hear what he said. This is the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
We're going to hear from Bill Belichick before we get to your calls, and we do have some open lines still at 855-PATS-500. If I had to pick a statistic of the night for this game, Patriots-Falcons, Patriots now 4-0, 30-23 win. Here's my statistic of the game. The Patriots offensively ran 62 offensive plays in this game tonight, 448 yards of offense for the Patriots in the game. But that's not what I'm getting to. 62 offensive plays. They ran the ball 31 times. They passed the ball 31 times. 50-50 passing and rushing. Talk about a balanced attack for the Patriots tonight. We talked in the pregame show with both Andy Hart and Paul Perillo about the need to run the football in this game. We talked about the Patriots drive in which there were 12 plays, one pass, 10 rushes, one touchdown pass, the 1 yarder to Matthew Mulligan, in which the Patriots exhibited their strong offensive line and used their size to their advantage in this game. But the Patriots were balanced. They were extremely balanced on offense tonight. 31 rushes, 31 pass attempts. I love seeing that. I love seeing that. And I'm not saying every game should be like that, because sometimes the situation calls for you to throw more. Sometimes it calls for you to pass more. I mean, rush more. Depends on what the defense is showing you in a game. Depends on what is working and what is not. But the way in which the Patriots offense, they executed tonight, got some big plays when they needed them. 31-31 for 62 plays. I thought that was pretty cool to see that tonight in this game, and I would give that the statistic of the game. Patriots do get the win. They're 4-0. That's got to make Bill Belichick happy. Going to get to your calls here in just a moment at 855-PATS-500, so jump on board. But first, here's what the head coach of the Patriots said after getting another W.
60 minutes, that's the way it is in the NFL. And, you know, really proud of the way our team played today. We played a good, you know, good second half against a good football team. You know, as usual, they fought right to the end. I mean, that's a good club that, you know, the Coach Smith has over there in Atlanta. They fought us right to the end. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to make a couple more plays than they did. But, you know, it's a good example of what it takes to win in this league. And that's 60 minutes of good football. We got to do a better job of finishing out the game. But, you know, we did a good job putting ourselves in that position, 17-point lead 6 minutes ago in the game. Obviously could have played a little bit better at the end, but good to be 4-0, and, you know, good to come out of here with a win.
How pleased are you with the offensive performance, 400-something yards today? Really efficient.
You know, we did some good things in every phase of the game, I think. You know, there were some good things, and then there were some things that weren't so good, obviously. So, you got to keep working to improve.
Was it important to establish the run in the first half to set up what you guys did in the second half?
Well, it's important to move the ball and score points. So, whatever we need to do that, and that's, you know, it's always good to have balance, but we'll do whatever we need to do to try to make that work.
They have a good group of wide receivers. How impressed were you with your defensive backs that they were able to kind of slow them down most of the game?
I thought we competed well with the receivers. You know, in the end, they made a few plays, a couple of big plays in the fourth quarter. You know, obviously, we had a lot of trouble with the tight end in the back in the first half. We didn't do a very good job on that. We tightened that up a little bit, and then the receivers made some plays for them. But that's a good, you know, it's a good skill team offensively. They got good receivers, good tight ends, good backs, a good quarterback. So, you know, it's hard to get them all stopped. But, you know, I thought our guys competed hard against them, and you know, in the end, we made enough plays.
Was there any early official word on Vince Wilfork's injury?
I don't have any, no.
think of the performance of Akeem Talib?
You know, Akeem's played great for us all year, you know, all the way back to the spring training camp. You know, he's stepped up in every game and played well, played the ball well, you know, played against good receivers. And he's, you know, he's tackled well, he's covered well, so he's done a good job for us.
Seems to be Vinny Iskowski. He's not kicking 30 yards anymore. Everything he kicks is above 40 or more. Just him putting, being able to put points on the board for the team.
Yeah, it was key. Obviously, it ended up being the difference in the game. Or part of the difference in the game. I know it was a 7-point game, but that was a big kick that made it a, you know, a 3-score game. So, you know, he's done a good job. It's a good operation. You know, all those guys, you know, Danny, and, you know, Ryan and Alan and Steve, you know, and our protection. I mean, it's all got to be, you know, it's all got to be a good operation there.
Do you think the protection did well keeping Tom clean and opening up holes for the running game tonight?
Well, we had our moments. Yeah, we had our moments. I mean, there's times when it was good. I mean, the third and whatever it was, 20, that we hit Tompkins on was, you know, real good protection. And Tom was able to step up and make that throw. That was a huge play in the game. And we blocked some plays well. But, you know, obviously there were some other plays that weren't as good. So, you know, a little bit of both.
Any other questions?
All right.
And there's Bill Belichick after the game. Talked about the kicking there at the end. Talking about Steven Gostkowski, who we mentioned in the good. You know who we failed to mention in the good, and Bill Belichick put him in his good, doing our job for us. Ryan Allen, who has had some punts here or there that maybe you haven't approved of. Ryan Allen tonight had two punts, one for 55 yards, one for 54 yards. Ryan Allen got it done tonight in the punting game. So he's coming around. Steven Gostkowski, as I said, has been kicking the ball very well here in the early part of the season. Akeem Talib, as he mentioned, has done a nice job, and Bill Belichick sounds rather pleased with his football team, as he has sounded through the first 4 weeks of the year. Bill Belichick's no fool. He knows how big of a deal it is to be 4-0 and have four wins in the first month of the NFL season. That is not an easy task, to win your first 4 weeks in the NFL, and that's where the Patriots sit right now. They will now get ready for their next game, which happens next Sunday in Cincinnati against the Bengals. That's where the Patriots head next. Cincinnati on the year, 2-2. They are 2-0 at home. They're 0-2 on the road. So we'll see what happens next weekend in Cincinnati. But week in and week out, Patriots have done enough to get the W, and they did it again tonight. We'll hear from Tom Brady in just a couple of minutes. But first, want to get back to these lines and back to the calls with you. 855-PATS-500. DeAndre is in Mississippi. Good morning now, DeAndre. How are you?
All right, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch real quickly on a few points. Good win tonight. Allegedly, this was supposed to be a real test for us, you know, going up against a decent quarterback. Hats off to the defense for gelling some more tonight. And I know it was stated earlier in the season that, you know, the defense will go as far as Akeem Talib will go. And I think that was very good, you know, that he could shut down one half of the field and, you know, make Matt Ryan go to other weapons, you know, because, you know, the Patriots are real good for taking away your first option and making you beat us with something else. So I think hats off to the defense and the guys in the trenches, you know, Kelly, Rob Ninkovich, you know, it was the consistent pressure. You know, always you won't get the sack, but, you know, as long as you're there and making the opposing quarterback uncomfortable getting rid of the ball, when he doesn't want to, I think that played a big part in the game on different plays. And also I wanted to make mention of Ridley holding on to the ball. What do you think about it, Mark?
Yeah, Ridley did hang on to the ball. DeAndre, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Ridley did hang on to the ball in this game tonight. I thought he was sufficient in this game. 11 carries, 53 yards. Averaged just under 5 yards a carry. I thought Ridley did a nice job on 11 carries, but the Patriots running the ball 31 times, five of those carries being by Tom Brady. So when I look at Ridley, I mean, I know they're balanced 31 and 31. So let's say 26 carries for the running backs. He got the most of them. I would have liked to have seen him touch the ball a couple more times, maybe two or three more carries for Steven Ridley in the game tonight, but he did protect the football, which has been an item of concern for Stephen Ridley. But let's be honest, those running backs, they ran all over the Falcons in this game. When they needed to run, they ran. Patriots got 132 yards rushing on the ground, 134 yards coming from the running backs, the minus two from Brady. So when they needed to run and they lined up and they ran the ball, they were successful. And the running backs are a big part of that. I also think the offensive line deserves a lot of credit for the way they played tonight. And I know they have the size advantage, but I'll tell you what, they didn't get beat by anybody. They made things happen. Dan Connolly stood out because they were making him work hard. Guard was pulling all night long. All night long in this game. So Stephen Ridley was very good. On the defensive side of things, you mentioned Aqib Talib, and we've talked about Joe Villano, and I tie these things in together for this. If you're talking about your biggest playmakers and your biggest guys that you focus on defense as you prepare to play the Patriots, you know, going into the year, yeah, Aqib Talib, but you're thinking Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, is Chandler Jones going to make that leap? Rob Ninkovich, what a solid player he is. But now you've got, really, through the first four games, Aqib Talib has been that guy. He's been the guy on defense that other teams have had to contend with, and now they have to worry about for the teams that are going to be playing the Patriots. I mentioned Joe Villano because the Patriots' defense, even though they've got Aqib Talib being that guy that has really made a big difference for them, they're doing it with different guys. That's encouraging. Vince Wilfork goes down with an injury early tonight, and Joe Villano steps right in and did a very nice job tonight. Even had a sack. Got some pressure. I thought the pressure could have been a little bit better from the Patriots' defense, but the point is, you can plug in Joe Villano, and your defense is still holding it together and making big plays. That kind of depth, or the quality of your depth, I should say, is good. Now, there were some downs on defense. Kevin is all kinds of angry about Steve Gregory, aren't you, Kevin? Steve Gregory.
Fact, not opinion.
Fact, not opinion.
You probably failed geometry with all the angles he took.
Steve Gregory had a rough night out there. Had a rough night.
Couldn't cover Tony Gonzalez, who's like 95 years old.
The other guy who had a rough night on the defense that I would point a finger at was Dante Hightower for the Patriots in this game. Somebody that we were watching the game with, we won't say who. Dante Hightower tied for the lead in tackles in this game for the Patriots with 9.
I say, why are you dogging on Dante?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Didn't he have 9 tackles?
Yeah,
but
here's the reason why. Do you know why?
Tell me the reason why.
You know why he had 9 tackles?
Why?
Because he was tackling the guy that he was covering when they would catch the football. Because he wasn't able to
sleigh ride.
Wasn't able to break up the play. But he was there when the guy caught it, and then he could tackle them.
So after the guy tripped over his own feet, he was there to touch him down or fall on top of him.
Well, no, he did make some tackles, but the tackles were on guys that he was covering. That's why you get him up there with the tackle numbers. That's why tackle statistics are usually a bad statistic. Just because you made a tackle doesn't mean you made a play. I would say that's an example of that for Hightower tonight. He didn't make plays. That's why he ended up with the tackles.
By the way, something else that just caught my eye,
What's
and I don't
that?
Know if you've mentioned this.
I don't know. Have I?
Just a little extra, you know, kudos to the offensive line for not allowing a sack.
Yeah, kept him clean, as you heard the question in the Belichick press conference. They kept him clean. He got roughed up late in the game. He was getting hit and knocked around after getting rid of the football late in the game. A little chippiness going on, but he did not get sacked tonight. Patriots offensive line, we've talked about that. They were great tonight. Played great. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. Salvatore is in California. What's up, Sal? Salvatore. All right, looks like he's not on the board there. We'll try and get him back, see if we can reconnect. AJ's in Las Vegas. What's up, AJ?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you got, AJ?
Hey, a great signature win tonight. I mean, you pointed out basically everything I was thinking about. I mean, it wasn't just a great win. I mean, the game ball has to go to the defense. Those guys played great. I know there was a lot of yards given up at the end of that game, but if you really look at the overall scope of the game, Wilfork went down in the first quarter. So then you've got a guy who can't plug up the middle. So now you got to, you know, rely on a guy who just walks right in and does almost the same thing Wilfork would have done. But they could give up a little bit, but, I mean, overall, it was a great team win. And after this win, because I know I'm already looking forward to Cincinnati because I saw them lose to the Browns today to another quarterback who knows Tom Brady very well, as we all know, with Hoyer. So I'm looking forward to that game and getting through Murderer's Row here, going through the Saints and then Steelers, of course. Now, if we can get to the bye week healthy, then all bets are off when we play Denver. So I'm looking forward to us getting better every week, you know, as a whole, because I'm a big Pats fan for a long time. And a lot of people, 95% of everyone thought the Pats were going to lose today.
Including myself, AJ. I was in that group.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't blame you, but I understand. I mean, the guy lost four times in 39 or 40 tries. I mean, Matt Ryan's an amazing quarterback. But, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, the whole broad spectrum of the whole thing, we got Brady here who hates to lose, of course, but you got the mad man in the back, the coach. I mean, Bill Belichick really did a lot of his homework on this one. I mean, for him to be able to put the right defense at the right time, I mean, I know Matt Ryan, you know, still had a great game, but a lot of those yards came at the end. And the game wasn't as close as people thought it really was until I myself was in shock seeing that onside kick and everything that happened with Brady fumbling the ball. I mean, those are things that are uncharacteristic. They never happen. So I'm not going to look at it as a big deal. But, I mean, if you can beat the Falcons at their house, I mean, what everything else is – I mean, it's not going to be easy, but – if you look at it this way, without all our players playing, I mean, we guys got missing on defense and on offense. When we get healthy, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, and especially when you're 4-0, AJ. AJ, thanks for staying up late with us here on Patriots.com. I think at 4-0, you have to say that no matter what team you are. Kansas City is 4-0 right now, and they're probably saying anything can happen, which in the NFL is true, is absolutely true. So at 4-0, you've got to be feeling pretty good, getting ready to play a 2-2 team next week, another road test for the Patriots against the Bengals. And at 4-0, it's hard to complain. I was in that group of people. I did not think the Patriots were going to come out of this game with a W tonight. I gave the Falcons a lot of credit. Are the Falcons the team that I thought they were? Maybe not, but I don't think that diminishes the Patriots' victory very much. I thought this was a convincing win, even with the tight score. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We are going to continue with the calls. We're going to talk to Salvatore, see if we can get him back on here. Are you there?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not too much out here in California. Hey, I got a few things I wanted you to touch on. The first is going to be Chandler Jones' production tonight and how you think he did and who you think really had the better game, Ninkovich or Jones. And then I want you to touch on Coach Belichick. I know it's early in the year, but with what he's doing with the players that he has, the undrafted rookie free agents and the rookies, you think it's too early to maybe consider him a candidate for Coach of the Year?
I think it's too early to consider anybody for Coach of the Year. It's only 4 weeks. That's what I would say at this point.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get a little bit deeper than 4 weeks. I would say that his coaching has been very good through the first 4 weeks, but in terms of that type of thing, I think it's a little bit early to start figuring things like that out.
Yeah, that's all really I wanted to get out there tonight. Hope you're having a good night.
All right, Salvatore, thanks for checking in with us. On Chandler Jones against the Falcons tonight, Chandler Jones, I thought, you know, you didn't notice him because he didn't make any big plays. But don't forget, Jones early in the game, Sam Baker did start the game for the Falcons. And Chandler Jones drew a couple of penalties on Baker early on in this game, which was, that's making a play in my book. If you're getting, if you're beating a guy and he's committing penalties to try and stop you or slow you down, that's a win. Okay? Chandler Jones tonight, I thought, even without, you know, making any kind of big sacks, Patriots had 2 sacks on the night, in terms of the pass rush and getting to the quarterback, that didn't happen for him. But I thought Chandler Jones played pretty well. I thought Rob Ninkovich played okay, too. But I would give Jones the nod. If you're making me pick out of the two guys, I'm giving Jones the nod. He had a couple of hits on the quarterback tonight, too. He had 2 hits on Matt Ryan. And drawing some penalties. I think he's just a beast to have to deal with if you're an offensive line. And sometimes that's not going to show up in the stats, but it's going to show up if you watch closely. I thought Chandler Jones did a nice job in this game tonight. I think Chandler Jones is starting to make that leap, starting to really become a guy that teams are going to have to start game planning for and worrying about. I think he is. And again, it may not show up in the stat sheet, but I think he's a very good player. 855-PATS-500. Keep the phone calls coming. Tom Brady tonight gets a win. Had a turnover late in the game. May have made you a little bit nervous when he did. But Tom Brady finishes this game tonight for the Patriots at a 4-0 mark now. Brady finishes the night 20 of 31, 316 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no picks, did not get sacked. And Tom Brady connected with a number of receivers tonight. Tompkins, Edelman, Ridley, Boyce, Devlin, Dobson, Mulligan, Bolden. I just named 8 guys, 8 different guys Tom Brady connected with in this game. Tom Brady's favorite receiver tonight, the open one. And here's what Tom Brady had to say after another Patriots win.
You mentioned a game plan tonight where it seemed more as if you did use the run.
Yeah.
Set things up down the field with yourself.
Yeah, we ran it pretty good. So I think there was a lot of efficiency in the run game. All the backs ran hard. You know, that's a real strength for us. So the backs and the offensive line played really well. So it was really good to see. We had some long runs. We had some really important runs when we needed it. So it was it's nice to be able to do that.
And you had just 9 attempts in the first half. Was it kind of the game plan to say, okay, let's assert ourselves this way and see what opens later, or did it just play out that way?
Well, we only had 3 possessions in the first half, so there wasn't we scored twice, touchdown, a field goal, and the other time missed a shorter opportunity. So just was the way it was. That was the way the game kind of turned out. And we slugged it out and came to Atlanta, which is a tough place to play, and they got a very good team. And it's nice to win, be 4-0.
How much has Chandler progressed over the course of 4 games, having
the performance like this? He did great. I mean, he's done great since he got here. He's really been an impressive young player, and his attitude, his willingness to work, do whatever it takes, he's been great. It's been really rare to see that a young player step in with the kind of confidence that he has, and he played great tonight.
What happened on the
football there? Just poor execution. So it shouldn't happen. Just something we got to work on, obviously.
Score 30 here on the road against Calvin team. Kid must come off and say that play deserves mention and miss some other plays. It's a free snap. There's still a lot you can do better at that. What you're looking at?
Well, we're missing quite a few guys. So, hopefully when we get them back, we're a little more efficient. All right. Thank you, guys.
Tom Brady after the Patriots win. That is the quarterback talking about this game. Very brief after this Patriots win. I want to get to some of your emails. Webradio@patriots.com is where you send those in. And I want to thank you for sending those in. Travis from Tennessee writes in, I know it's early, but at this point, I really think we need to try to sign Talib to a long-term deal. I don't know what he could get in the open market, but I'm thinking 4 years, $40 million to lock him up. We have the cap space, and trying to draft someone of his talent hasn't worked out, so why not try to keep a sure thing? On another thought, do you think we should sign Tony Gonzalez if he's a free agent and willing to return next year to a contract to help the tight end position, to help replace the loss of Hernandez? Travis, I'd say this. On the first part, the Patriots do want Aqib Talib for multi-years, for more than 1 year. They offered him a multi-year contract in the offseason. The money was not to his liking. He wanted to try and come back on a shorter-term deal, prove himself again, and hit the open market and hope for better money. So there is interest on the Patriots' part to sign Aqib Talib beyond just 1 year. It wasn't as if the Patriots went into this saying, we're just going to sign that guy to a 1 year deal. So I think there is hope for the Patriots to want to keep this guy and sign him. And obviously we're only a quarter of a way through the regular season, but I think that's something that could get done. I don't know what the money will be. $10 million could be high depending on the market and what it looks like this off season, but something in the range of 4 years, I don't think it's completely out of the question. And really, in the NFL, let's not forget, the deals are not guaranteed. So depending on how it's structured, it may not be a full 4 years if you were to sign Aqib Talib. Aqib Talib is 27 years old. He'll be 28 in February. So those would be the seasons where the player is 28, 29, 30, 31 if it was a four-year deal. It's not a bad idea. On Tony Gonzalez, he will play nowhere other than Atlanta for the rest of his career. I don't think there's any shot he leaves Atlanta. He barely made it back to play this season. He had to be convinced to play this season. So with that being the case, I don't think he goes anywhere else. I don't think he does. Nick writes in, Sudfeld done. Enough said. That was his entire email from Nick. Sudfeld done. Not happy with Zach Sudfeld tonight. Zach didn't show a lot. The recovery on the onside kick, that was him being up front there, trying to put his hands on it and couldn't hang on to the football. And, well, it didn't look good. Tony writes in, Mark with a C, what's up? Great win tonight. I know Matt passed for 400, but I think the defense played big when necessary. Glad to see Tompkins go deep. Seems like we have more of a deep ball threat than before. On another note, I'm concerned about all the injuries we took, especially the ones to Dobson and Dennard, two key players we cannot afford to lose. P.S. Talib was awesome. I think that is the common thread tonight. Alphonso Dennard did have some sort of ankle injury. Looks like it was a leg injury of some sort. And, you know, we'll have to watch that one too. I mean, there's just a lot of injuries coming out of this game. Dobson had an injury. Will Fork had an injury. Brandon Bolden had the knee injury, but he came back. And Alphonso Dennard as well, dealing with, it looked like, some sort of ankle problem. So we'll see. We'll see what the case is with all these guys. There's, and that's one at the end of the game that happened there with Dennard, too. That wasn't one that we had discussed yet. So these are all things we'll be talking about in the coming week and getting figured out prior to Cincinnati. The Will Fork one concerns me a little bit because I think this team needs Will Fork over the long haul, and you want to make sure that that's nothing serious. And when you see a guy on the cart, ankle, is it a sprain? Is it just something mild? Or could it be broken? I mean, it could be a wide range of injuries. It could be something that he'll miss no time or miss, you know, 10 weeks. Who knows? So that's what I'm really curious about and want to definitely hear what's up with that. And I'm sure we'll get some of that information coming up in the coming days. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Aqib Talib was awesome tonight. Everyone agrees. We're going to hear from Aqib Talib and continue with your emails and calls. That's next.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Get back to some of your emails, too. Justin from Missouri writes in a potpourri here of what he thinks about the game. Some random thoughts from him. He writes, second week in a row that Gostkowski played great. Bolden versus Ridley, they both played great. Depth chart isn't everything, but let's play offensive coordinator. Who do you take on second and eight to throw to in a wrinkle? I'm going to go Ridley there. Replay in the fourth quarter, expend hate here. You know, I'm not sure that the replay on the Jones catch would have overturned the catch when he fumbled it or didn't catch it, depending on what you want to call it. But here's the thing. That's a joke that the replay system was not functioning at that point in the game. This is the NFL.
It's a joke.
That's
right. It's a joke.
Joke. It's a joke, Bill, that that thing wasn't working. And I think Bill felt that way, too. You got to be kidding me. Sunday Night Football, you're playing the Atlanta Falcons. This isn't some terrible NFL team. This is a major NFL franchise in a big stadium in Atlanta, and they can't get the replay working? What's the problem? He also writes, ain't nothing but a Tlaib thing. Enough said. That's from Justin in Missouri writing in about what's going on with the Patriots. John writes in, really enjoyed the game, really impressed by the Patriots' red zone defense, definitely won that game tonight. Wide receivers and Tom looked much more comfortable with each other. Happy night to be a Pats fan. Hashtag pay Tlaib the money. Here's Kyle's email. Kyle writes in, Aqib Tlaib is having a magnificent season so far. I would go so far as to say he is the second most important player on the team. He is the most important player on defense for sure. While some would point to Will Fork as being the most important, I would have to disagree. The defense was still pretty good, even with the likes of Alano and Chris Jones filling in. I would hate to see this defense have to make up for the loss of Tlaib. I doubt the Patriots will reward him with a big contract after the season, but they simply must franchise tag him at the minimum. The guy's a playmaker, plain and simple. Kyle also says, also, our linebackers are pitiful in coverage. I realize they're going up against good players in Gonzalez and Jaquizz Rodgers, but still, they always struggle in coverage. I wouldn't be so mad about it if it weren't for the fact that Mayo got a Patrick Willis-like contract. Hightower was a first-rounder, plus both Spikes and Collins were second-rounders. Always good to win, but plenty of room for improvement. I think that is an area for this team to improve, and that is coverage with linebackers. When they get those matchups against tough tight end or running backs that can catch the football out of the backfield, they struggle. They did tonight. Let's see. Alex writes in. What's that, Mark? You've been high on Blunt? Oh, I get it. Yes, I have been high on LeGarrette Blunt. Seriously, though, sign Tlaib now. 4 years, whatever. I don't care if we get another year from the guy. He's worth it. So people are very high on our man, Aqib Tlaib, after the way he played. The way in which he played in this game tonight. He's definitely turning some heads. Jesse in Seattle writes in, webradio@patriots.com. I really think the team as a whole came through tonight and got a solid win. Tlaib deserves a contract. I'll tell you, a lot of people saying Aqib Tlaib needs to get paid. Here's what Aqib Tlaib had to say after his performance tonight in Atlanta. This is what the cornerback said after moving to 4-0.
They did some pushing. We did some pulling, man. Came out with the victory.
Can you just walk us through that last play?
Coach dialed it up. I was on Roddy, me and Roddy. He just ran a straight, like an over route, crossing route. Matt Ryan put it up, man. I just had to get to it, got to break it up.
Guys were able to slow Roddy White in the first half. What was the game plan coming in?
We just switched it up on him, man. Sometimes we doubled him, sometimes we single covered him. We just tried to do a good job switching it up on him. I think we did a good job kind of kept them off balance a little bit.
Just another sign of the growth of this defense and the confidence of this group?
Definitely, man, definitely. Being up, 17, letting them come back, man, having to stop them on fourth down to win the game, man, you always can grow on that.
Even as got a ball on the field, Julio had that big catch down the sideline. How confident are you guys in the group? Hey, they got the ball inside the red zone, we can still make critical.
Man, I mean, we practice it all the time. We practice every situation. I mean, Bill do a good job putting us in every situation. So we've been in it in practice before. We did it in practice before, so we felt like we can do it in the game. The focus was on everybody. I mean, they got a ton of guys over there, so probably not going to stop everybody. So, I mean, Tony Gonzalez was the recipient of that.
How about your reception? What happened there?
Matt Ryan threw it up. I got my head around quick and found the ball and tried to go get it.
You won every game now?
Hey, man. One week at a time, man.
Did Roddy seem like a guy with a bad ankle, or did he seem?
He seemed all right to me. I mean, I guarded. I spent a lot of time on him, so he seemed all right to me. I mean, it definitely feel good, right? You got the whole league watching this, I mean, whole world watching this, I mean, everybody picked us to lose. You know, y'all guys, everybody picked us to lose, so, hey, don't get no better than that.
Talk about this group of receivers, guys, who you're guarding. Talk about it.
Explosive, man. They can come at you four, five different ways, from Harry Douglas to Tony G, Julio, Roddy. And then they got a great quarterback, man. I mean, a first-round guy who was good in college, good immediately in the league. I mean, you got to really game plan and watch tape to give up. I don't know how many passing yards we gave up, but it had to be almost 300 or something. So we won the game.
I'll tell you, there's no one more entertaining to listen to on this team than Aqib Talib. He is terrific. I love that. You guys picked us all to lose, all of you guys. I'm one of them, and I still love it. I love that call out by Aqib Talib after this game. Let's wrap it up with some of your calls. We've been waiting patiently. Matt's in Watertown. Hi, Matt. You're up next on the Patriots postgame show.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's going on?
I don't mean to be the dead horse, but the defense highlight of the night. I will point out that I did not expect the Patriots to put up 30 points. I did not expect two 100-yard receivers tonight. Did not expect Brady to put up 300 yards. But above all, it was the defense that made the difference tonight. I want to point out something on the Falcons' side of the ball, though. On their defense, they were missing three key players in key skill positions. Croy Dierman, Sean Witherspoon, and Asante Samuel.
Yep.
Now, so you can kind of say that the Patriots kind of took advantage of that with their defense kind of being, you know, a little leveled with their offense, the potential of their offense. But would you agree to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's injuries, but I think you're going to run into that probably every week where you're facing teams that have guys missing. I mean, it's just part of the game.
Yep. And, red zone. Oh man, one of six. Falcons were one of six. Two of those being the key fourth down stops by the Patriots defense. So it was just I did not expect. I don't think anyone expected it to be a 30-23 stuffing of the Falcons. I actually expected it to be more of a 24-20 maybe. Patriots win, but I didn't expect 30 points.
Yeah, nor did I. And I think that was 30 points for them and only letting up 23 to the Falcons. If you're looking at your expectations going in, the Patriots definitely met them. Matt's in Illinois. Hi, Matt.
Hello?
Matt, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, it's good to be a Patriots fan. Great way to end the weekend. Be nice to be even better if the Dolphins lose tomorrow night. But, I was going to talk about the defense, obviously, is the hot topic of the night. I was really impressed, besides with Steve Gregory, but, like, the secondary, even though they gave up a lot of yardage, they kept everything in front of them, I felt. And even on Tony Gonzalez, even though he's a freak, he's a beast, but, like, they were always right there on him. Would you agree with that?
What's that, Matt? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you on my end there for a second.
Oh, I apologize. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I was just saying, like, I was impressed with our secondary, even though they gave up, what was it, 400 yards?
Yeah, yeah. They gave up over the 400 yards. Matt Ryan had 420 yards passing in this game, but the secondary and Aqib Talib stepped up and were a huge part of the win. We're going to wrap things up here. We only got about a minute to go, and I want to get to Toso in Rhode Island. Toso, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. First off, I want to say go Patriots. I picked them to win a Super Bowl since August, so I'm happy that they're 4-0 right now. Let's just talk about the adjustments that the defense and the coaches are able to make at halftime. I'm really happy about that because not only today, but a lot of the games that I see, first half may be going a little iffy, but going to halftime, make some adjustments, come out and look great. So I just want to know what you think about the adjustments made at halftime, especially on Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, and you know what? Tony Gonzalez really crushed the Patriots in the first half. 9 catches for 70 yards. He only had 3 more catches that came up in that second half. So the Patriots did make an adjustment, but he was still very much a factor in this game. I don't think there's any denying that. Tony Gonzalez was a factor, and he was the guy that really carried the offensive production for the Falcons. And even though he was limited in the second half compared to the first half, he was definitely a consistent performer, and at his age, man, does he still look good. Story of the night, Patriots defense in the red zone, and Aqib Talib, Tom Brady improving, building a better relationship with his young receiver in Kenbrell Tompkins. Patriots 4-0 and a big win on the road. They have passed their first big test of the season. They're in a good spot here. Want to thank you all for listening today, both on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, and again, here on the postgame program presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. All your phone calls, your emails, your tweets today. It was terrific. I enjoyed talking with you before and after this game. Patriots are 4-0. Got to feel good about that. I'll be back with you next week on Patriots.com as we get ready for week number 5 against the Bengals. Bengals 2-2, Pats 4-0, Pats on the road again. And we'll do it all over next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. So many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, and my family here, and they're rolling up. So, the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com Radio.
On the play action, it's back to throw, steps up, lets it go, open, and intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Talib at the 45, 40, 35, back to the left of the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Aqib Talib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com Radio all week long. Next Sunday, the Patriots head to Cincinnati to take on Andy Dalton and the Bengals. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Be sure to tune in to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Snap to Brady, has time, floats it downfield, open Edelman, he's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.